welcome to this edition of the Book Podcast. I haven't thought of a clever name just yet, but this is the podcast where you will come and you will read books. You'll get a little background about them. I'll tell you what to look for, what to think about before you read them. So it just makes it a little easier. You're not You're not reading the book blindly. So this podcast is out of the dust. And I read this book in junior high. And I also read it in college in a young adult literature class. So I've read it twice and I really like this book. You will notice on the cover it's a Newbery winner. So that's usually a good sign. If there's a sticker that says it's won some form of an award, it's usually a pretty good sign that it'll be an interesting book. Out of the Dust was published in 1997, so not too long ago. I actually like reading more recent books because I feel like they're catered to people like us, people who were born in the 90s, 80s, and 70s. So it's not published in like the 1800s. You don't need a dictionary to figure out what every word means. Also, this book is set in Oklahoma during the Dust Bowl years. You will notice that it isn't written like a normal novel. This book is written in verse. So go ahead and I'll show you a little bit of this. Open it up to the first page. You'll notice it'll say like winter 1934. Then you turn the page and beginning August 1920. So you notice there's a lot of white space. It's not like a typical paragraph. And it says a summer wheat came ripe. So did I. Born at home on the kitchen floor, Ma crouched barefoot, bare-bottomed over the swept boards, because that's where Daddy said it'd be best. So this isn't a typical book. You can actually read this book really fast. If you wanted to, you could probably get through it all in one sitting. I don't want you to do that. It's easy to get carried away and just fly through the pages. But to enjoy this book and really get the most out of it, I think it's important to think about what is being written and how it is being written. So for pages 1 through 50, think about the style of the book. Does the style of verse help or hurt this novel? Do you enjoy reading this novel in verse? How does the journal style help us connect with the main character? So you also notice, it'll say like beginning August 1920, go ahead and turn the page and turn it again to page 6. It says rabbit battles, then you turn the page again, losing Livy. So it's also written in verse, but it's also kind of in journal form. So I think this is really cool because we kind of get to go inside the thoughts of the main character. So come prepared to discuss these things tomorrow in class. Think about style. Do you enjoy this book? Does it help or hurt the novel? You may want to do a quick research on the Dust Bowl as well. If there are any words you don't understand or don't know, go ahead and circle them or write them down, or you can look them up online. But we'll figure it out. So go ahead and read pages 1 through 50, and then you can come back. All right, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed it. I really like this book just because of the imagery. So you should have probably gone to 1 through 51. But go ahead and turn back to page 46, because this is one of my favorite passages in the whole book. Page 46 is Dust and Rain. I'll give you just a second to get there. So I really like the first paragraph of this. It says, on Sunday, winds came, bringing a red dust like prairie fire, hot and peppery, searing the inside of my nose, the whites of my eyes, roaring dust, turning the day from sunlight to midnight. So I really like how the author just kind of paints that picture. She says, the red dust was hot and peppery like prairie fire. So when I read that, like, it kind of makes my throat hurt. It kind of makes my eyes water just imagining this dust. So now that you finish this, go back and circle maybe 4 or 5 of your favorite moments of imagery, your favorite moments that just really you enjoyed reading and you thought, wow, that must have been tough, or that was a cool point in the novel. But I really hope you enjoyed it. Look forward to seeing you in class and discussing more about this book.